Your favorite song, Hugh?
I love it. It's my Nepo baby, because her dad, you know, her dad paid for this. I don't know that for sure, but
you're making that up.
No, I'm making it up.
You know, you realize we're subjecting a guest to this song now.
Yes.
It's not just us anymore.
Pete! No, man, Pete.
We gotta let it hit. We can't let it go. Pete's gotta hear the full breadth of the
song.
He does
his best to step on it.
Yeah, come on.
Well, because the song's horrible.
But
I'll be quiet.
Let it
Pete,
hit.
It sounds like Pete's listening. So
let
I'll,
it hit, Hugh. You ready?
What you mean, am I ready for what?
Your favorite part.
I'm not singing.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
No, Pete, I'm not doing it. Love you, Pete, not singing this song.
It is a Friday.
I'll give you the big crash.
Oh, he might sing that. It is a Friday. It's Friday, Friday. Welcome back. We're live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for National Crab Friday. $1 crab fries and $5 pitcher of Miller Lite. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP charity. Pete Cherokee with us. Pete, how are you?
Oh, great, great, great. Thanks for giving me a little plug there. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Today's our day. You know, it's National French Fry Day everywhere else in the country, but it's Jersey and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania rather, it's National Crab Fry Day. And like you said, it's dollar crab fries to anyone. Free cheese. Free cheese is big.
I mean, that makes it. You need the cheese.
Yeah, crab, the cheese. Free, yeah, the cheese.
Dollar crab fries and $5 pitchers of Miller Lite. All the money, all the proceeds goes to the Philadelphia FOP for their charitable foundation.
It's a great, Hugh, it's a great day every year. We love being here on this day.
All the time.
I mean, you already had some crab fries.
Yes, I did.
I mean, everyone's having crab fries. So come on down today, hang out. We're here, and then the afternoon show, Bros and Al, are going to be in today.
Bros.
It's an awesome day every year, and it's fun specifically today, Pete, because we're not just having crab fries. We're talking about LeBron James coming to the Sixers. Where are you on LeBron?
Well, I think if you want to get him, money is no object there. It doesn't matter because he's got plenty of
right.
it. But if you offer him the crab fries,
I was trying to tell him
maybe a lobster cheesesteak from Chickie and Pete's.
See,
we can close the deal. It's all about
I
your
even
stomach
think about
after that.
The lobster cheesesteak.
And then we got the back room. He can come in and hang out.
Of course, we'll give him privacy.
Yeah.
Privacy, no problem. I just want to hold his bag. He always has a nice man bag.
He does.
He's man first. Yes.
Doesn't he?
He does.
He does. He's a stylish person, man. But I told him, I said, that's the draw. I said, you know, Reading Terminal is nice, but you get you some nice crab fries. I didn't know I could offer up the lobster
cheesesteak.
Well, that changes things.
That's kidding
me?
I didn't know.
Surf and turf on a roll.
Oh man, that sounds
beautiful.
Could you imagine
phenomenal.
The plug for you, Pete? If LeBron's like, listen, all these places were good, but I got to go to Chickie's and Pete's.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because we do get that occasionally. AJ, last year, they did a Philadelphia Magazine article, and he says, where's your local haunt? Where do you go? He went, Chickie and Pete's. I'm like, I love this guy.
He's the guy.
What are people talking about him for? He's the best.
Yeah,
all
of
that
course.
Stuff's nonsense. Pete, it's a big weekend here in Philadelphia. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of extra people in.
It's been a big month. It's 2 months since Aronimink.
Yeah.
You had Aronimink? People forgot about that.
Yeah.
World Cup, All-Star Game.
It's a special time for Philadelphia. It's really,
really
cool.
And we're showing well. I mean, all the TV stuff that I see, we show well. There's been no incidents. And, you
That's
know, these are some rowdy
thing.
People.
Yeah.
No incidents. I mean, the Paraguayans took over Chickie and Pete's for a couple of days.
Oh, did they?
Oh, I want to move to Paraguay.
they have a good time?
Oh, they had the best time. They drank beer. They had so much fun. And then 2 hours before the game, they walked out, went right over the game. After the game was over, even when they lost, they came back.
That's great.
That means you have a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played all their music. You know, there's always a DJ in the crowd.
Sure.
Get them up in the booth, and he starts playing. They're all singing the national anthem. It was their national anthem.
Not ours.
Right, right.
Yeah, that
but
sounds
lots
real
of fun.
That
and,
sounds
and, I mean,
really
you think
fun.
About it. When was it? It's right now. It's a good time to melt. It's a melting pot of people in Philadelphia. And there's so many things that are said about us as Philadelphians. I mean, there's no incidents. Everybody had a great time. Everybody was treated well. Open arms. I mean, the airport, Chickie and Pete's in the airport was like crazy.
Yeah, listen, it's been a great host city, Hugh, for all this stuff.
I agree.
And I think this is going to be a great weekend with baseball here. And we get the Home Run Derby Monday, the All-Star Game. We just found out Schwarber and Harper both doing the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, how cool
They're
is
in?
That?
They're both
yeah,
in.
Both
They're
in.
Still questionable today.
Yeah, so
it's
last
back.
Night Schwarber said yes. And then today, last night Harper, and today Schwarber said I'm in.
He untidied his back.
So they're both in.
Yes.
Who are you pulling for?
I'm pulling for Schwarber.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm pulling for Schwarber, man. You can't. Yeah, come on. First of all, the odds are with Schwarber.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, 32 home runs kind of like a, you know.
And he has 20 maybe, Harper?
20 Harper. Now, he's only done the home run derby once, Harper, but he won it the year he did it. So maybe he's got a little something for us on Monday.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
There is usually, like, when they do that, like the following month, the player.
Oh, yeah. He was afraid of that. It was a Bowman a few years ago.
What's that?
Throwing their rhythm off.
Yeah, a little
swing
bit.
Off.
Yeah. I think it did happen to Bohm, as a matter of fact, because he came back and he was pretty bad after the home run derby.
Yeah, at least these guys, they usually hit home runs, so probably won't affect them that much.
Yeah, and these guys are home.
Right. So they're park.
It's not only are they hitting home runs, they're hitting home runs at home.
Yep.
So
they're
the
real
ballpark.
Home runs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
For real. It's going to be awesome. Pete, we appreciate you hopping on with
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me, and don't forget, everyone, at all participating, Chickie and Pete's jersey in Pennsylvania, dollar crab fries, money goes to the Philadelphia FOP charitable trust.
FOP charity. Thank you, Pete, for hopping on with us. And the crab fries, they're good as usual, man.
Thank you.
Always.
Thanks for coming in.
There he is, Pete Cherokee with us here, live at Chickie's and Pete's. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, we do have to get your calls up, too. Final pitches, if you want to get in. We have the tickets for tonight, the HBCU Swingman Classic tonight, 7 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park. So your final chance to get in. I still feel that Torrey's the leader in the clubhouse. Now, Hugh, you gave a couple good pitches towards the end. You started us off with a terrible one at 10:45 that we haven't recovered from. At least you've kind of started to give us something.
I mean,
here.
I'm trying.
We'll get to you people, but first, Hugh, it's always fun when we check in with the Mets, right? I mean, the Mets are having a miserable season.
Mm-hmm.
I always say there's nothing funnier in sports than when the Mets are bad. Like there's something. It's like they're supposed to be bad. It's like the universe is right when the Mets.
Yeah,
suck.
Especially when you talk about the what was it 2 years ago when they knocked us out the playoffs or whatever.
Why'd you bring that up?
Well, no, I'm just –
Come on.
I was just trying to add to our joy of hating the Mets.
Oh, right. Yeah.
My fault.
Well, once in a while they're good and it's annoying. Most of the times they're not and it's comical.
Yeah.
So they're having a terrible year. They're in last place. They might actually finish in last
place. And they got Bo Bichette.
Even with Bo Bichette. Yes, they just stink.
Hugh.
That's
strike two.
Put it in perspective.
Strike three, you're out of here.
You know, I live in that two-strike area, so I'm cool.
That's your wheel.
You've been fouling pitches all
over. That's my wheelhouse.
Now Hugh's going to be comfortable for the rest of the show because we gave him two strikes.
He's like Luis Urias or Tony
Gray. Yeah, I'm good now. I'm in my wheelhouse.
Wade Boggs. Okay. Let's hear SNY a couple nights ago during the broadcast. Now, mind you, this is a close game. I think it's a tie game. They're in
it was 9-9 in the sixth.
All right, so back-and-forth, high-scoring game. It's not like it's a blowout, because you know in blowouts sometimes the announcers will go off on weird tangents. So this is a game. Keith Hernandez, former Met, longtime broadcaster, SNY, decides this is the time to lament that his family tradition, family tree.
Bloodline
is no more. Let's listen to this.
So I want to get back to the last half inning. You were talking about burning out the line.
Yes.
I didn't think that we could leave that
it's
unattended.
Very convoluted. Jessie, my oldest, has two kids. She's my adoptive daughter, so she's not in my line. So my brother has two kids, and they're in their 40s, and they're not married. I don't think they're going to have kids. My two, in their 40s, they're not going to have kids. I won't go into to one of them. Oh, that's not going to happen. So the line is burnt.
It's burnt down. Just ended.
I've got two. Jesse's like my own, and Maggie and Charlie are my grandkids, and I love them very much. But
there's ball four, and Collins is on.
There's no passing down. We're done. My brother and I are done. We're done.
See, I have a problem with that. I mean, first of all, telling your family business on the air is
that's
one
crazy.
Thing. Yeah, but to say that this child that you decided to adopt is technically not yours is kind of crazy to me, too, because, like my dad used to say, if I feed them long enough, they're mine. You know what I mean? And so, like, technically those are your grandkids, but you're kind of – you know, I'm pretty sure she didn't feel good about that. And we caught the other one. We was talking about the other kids. We caught that. That's just a whole lot to talk about. in a setting like that.
Nine baseball games.
It was a little messy. Like, I'm pretty sure when you got home, your wife had something to say to you about that. That was just a whole lot of information to offer up in a game that's winnable at that point.
This man is talking about his bloodline's going to die out. The Mets are.
You know what it was? You know what that was, Kyle? That's a pop moment where you just realize at the wrong time that when we're gone, that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, like, this isn't about you, you know?
No, it's not. No.
Sorry, man. The Mets are playing.
I have a question, quickly. Is this a conversation that's still had a lot? Like,
you mean bloodline conversations?
Well, like, yeah, like,
yes.
Listen, I have two kids already, so like,
yeah,
you're
fairly young,
right? But I've never had a conversation with anyone about their bloodlines disappearing. Is this thing people actually think about?
Hell yeah, dude, yeah. I have.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, because it's like, okay, like, I'm a little older now, and you know, neither one of my daughters, they want children, because my one daughter's like, they're too expensive. Harper's 7.
So you're
I ain't about to
this.
See no grandkids. There's a good chance I'm not going to see grandkids. You know what I mean? And then you take Ike. Ike has, what, 2 grandkids? I think maybe 3. But I know 2 for sure. Maybe 3. But, yeah, that's something you think about. And I got friends of mine, like say, Jeremiah Trotter. His son just got married. So they're going to have grandkids. He's going to have grandkids. Yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
Keith Hernandez Douglas over here.
I guess the way I think about it is.
But I don't bring that to the air, though. Oh, you know what I mean? I don't talk about it on the air.
Well, I guess this is my perspective. Each of us individually, we can only control so much. Yeah. I have 2 kids. I did my part.
Yes.
So, like, the blood.
Don't think about it anymore, your work is finished.
He is finished. No, Kyle, what I'm trying to tell him is finished now.
Right.
But when we get 54-year-old Joe Giglio sitting in his chair, he's going to start thinking about when his kids are older. He's going to be like, wait a minute.
I can't control it. If they want to have
You're right. You're right. And they can't. But as a father, because, like, I'll tell my daughter, I'm like, hey, I won't say go get pregnant. I'm not saying
That's good.
Not going to Keith Hernandez on the on the.
But you know, me and her mother have suggested that if you decided to have kids, we would take care of it. We did. it's weird, but that's what older couples do. Because like
Keith Hernandez Douglas.
Yeah. So listen,
y'all
brought me here. But, yeah, you do think about stuff like
we're
that.
Now.
You'd be like, damn, I ain't going to have no grandkids. Like, this is it. Like, seriously, you're thinking this is it. Be like, damn. And then, you know.
Man, this
like,
got real at 146.
Yeah, it got
the middle of the
real.
Mets game. 9-9.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think he should have workshopped
it
on the air.
Of course he shouldn't have done it on the
but
air.
But when you say it, I mean, I just wanted to let you know that people do think about that stuff. They think about grandkids.
All right. Well, maybe I will one day. I guess.
Yeah, you ain't there. You're not there yet,
I'm just
Joe.
Not there. All
You're right. not there yet.
I just thought I checked my box, and now I just see
where
it goes.
You think about grandkids. Be like, wait a minute. We'll be going with some grandkids run around this place. If we can spoil them and send them home. Yeah. Send them
Poor
back home.
Keith Hernandez is so lonely. Bill in Cherry Hill. He's got his pitch before we get to you people. Bill, what do you got?
I got the winner.
What do you got, Bill? Let's hear it.
Who had the decision? Who had the Sixers for the last title?
Moses Malone and Dr. J.
Moses. Who's going to lead him to the next title? King
LeBron.
James.
LeBron.
King James.
Y'all both said the same thing. Yeah, y'all both said the same thing.
So the new Moses. He's the new Moses.
Oh, Moses.
He's the
King James Moses.
Version.
Yeah.
King James version of the Bible.
Way to workshop
that. Sign it in. I like it, Bill. All right, we appreciate it. All right, today.
It don't sound like you appreciate it.
No, I do. We're pressed for time because we got onto the grandkids thing. And
yeah, we got here talking about his bloodline.
It took longer than I thought it would take.
You turned into Keith Hernandez at the end of the show.
Yeah. I didn't expect that. All right.
No, you just asked the question. I just asked.
I know. I just thought we'd ask.
We wanted to make fun of the Mets, but then you gave us your morbid reality of.
No, I'm just saying, I'm okay. I did my part.
I don't think you are.
I did my part.
I heard a damaged man right there.
I ain't got no damn grandkids. But I got a 401k.
No grandkids to spend it on.
No grandkids to spend it on.
All right. We are live from Chickies and Pizza, South Philly for National Crab Friday. $1 crab fries and $5 pitch to Miller Lite. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP charity. All right. Let's check in with you people.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't even know how to transition from that. The show. Yep. Well, actually, perfect segue. You guys are like a 15-car pileup in slow motion.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I mean, no one's arguing that.
No.
You win.
Yep. LeBron is not coming here solely because of WIP.
Well, if he says that, we know it's all on you.
I don't know. I mean, if he tuned in and heard you talking about his bloodline. like Keith Hernandez.
He actually pities you when he comes here anyway.
Is that a draw?
Or is, but at least Keith Hernandez, he just disowned his adopted child with the first
that is true.
Take.
And then
that's
he's
crazy.
Like, one of my kids, you know. I mean, that was a
that yeah, that, that's
he's
crazy.
Airing out his kids' business and all that.
You know, one of them, they, you know, hey.
Wink, wink. You
come
know.
On, man.
Yep.
Come on,
yeah,
dog.
It was a
Keith.
Lot. Yep. Joe just wants LeBron so we can talk about trading him.
Shut
that's,
up.
That's right.
How about you shut up?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, seriously, who's trading LeBron James?
Well, maybe you. I don't know.
He make you mad.
You're open to all offers. I know you.
You got that magic wand.
Somebody in the middle of the season comes up to you with a good idea. You're open for business. Don't pretend like you're not.
All right, that's true. Now, if we can get, like, SGA for him. Maybe.
Magic wand.
Nobody's untouchable. Talk more Eagles. Forget about the Sixers.
When we do that, you complain we're talking about the quarterback.
You know what? You know what's funny? People complain regardless.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
I'm about to say replaying, but that don't fit.
And if you miss the Jalen talk, we have like 6 months of it on tap. Just you get
you
ready. Just,
you spooling it up for the
Yeah,
don't worry. You'll all be very sick of it the minute we start opening our mouths about it again. So don't worry. Hey, Joe, you'll never be ISO speed, no matter how hard you try.
I'm not trying to be ISO speed. What's his name again? Darren Walker or something?
I don't know his real name. I just know
you're the one that
Darren Watkins.
You wanted to stand on principle and refuse to say his name, his streaming name.
Do you know what my biggest problem with it is? There's no spaces.
No.
It's ISO speed as one word.
Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean?
He shows speed, Joe.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys are okay with it.
I mean, I don't really follow.
Well, you know, we threw in the towel. Like, we're fighting against something that's it's an unstoppable force. The streaming thing.
I have a lot of fight left in me.
All right. Well, we see that. You know, we haven't heard from Christian in a while. Maybe she and Hugh are a thing now.
What?
Yeah, Christian.
Oh, no. Hmm. I don't even like y'all play like that.
Well, it's been quiet on both fronts. Okay.
It has. Well, I'm hoping there's just a calm before the storm because I think she said she's going to be in England. Eagles and the Jaguars.
Also, maybe
happy for her.
Maybe she's waiting for the football talk. She's usually very effusive in her defense for Jalen. So, we'll see. She'll be back. It's pretty funny because before Hugh even mentioned the whole thing with the 401k, we had a comment that said, yep, I'm giving Hugh another month max. So they were right around the ballpark.
We get the reveal.
Yeah.
Was that comment before or after the wrong sports book was
Yeah,
it was before that. Before that.
Oh, okay.
So, but after a whole lot of other nonsense from Hugh. It's a good thing Hugh isn't Castellanos because he'd be swinging at a low and away slider with his two strikes. I agree. I think you work much better with two strikes.
Yeah, because I'm more comfortable in that space.
Yep. We should do a ranking of the best two strike hitters of all time. And Hugh Douglas.
Hugh
is
Douglas is on there.
I would definitely. That's the list I'd probably be mostly at the top of.
Hugh should open his 401k at 11:50 on Monday.
No, that's the witching hour.
Just in case it goes the way that you wanted it to go.
Dumb button, just ready for it. If he doesn't like what he sees.
And be like, I'm out of this. Yep. I'm out of this piece.
Yep. Hugh's real pitch to LeBron. Huh?
What you talking about? Yep. Yeah, of course.
But one last thing. I do think we have to listen back to the pitch that probably single-handedly sent LeBron back to Cleveland.
I'd be like, hey, man, you know. I don't even know what I would say.
That's a great pitch.
I don't know.
LeBron's not coming here now.
It is what it is, dog. It's your last go round.
Hey, it's the worst pitch I've ever heard.
You know what? Full disclosure, I remember, and the reason why it popped in my head, because when I visited the Giants, right, when I was getting for free agency.
When you went to Jacksonville?
When I went to Jacksonville. So I visited the Giants. So I had dinner. I think it was at Tao. It was the defensive line coach for the Giants at the time, and Michael Strahan. And Michael Strahan walked in. He was like, yo, Hugh, what's up? You know, I know Mike. He said, hey, man, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? He said, hey, we're going to put in this work. And I was like, hey, there it is. When you said that pitch, that was the first thing that popped in my head. It was, hey, man, it is what it is.
So the difference, though, was he was on the Giants. You're not on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I'm just saying, that was my thought.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, great man. Pitch. You know what it is. You know what it's going to be.
The irony is you didn't choose the Giants.
No, I didn't. The Giants, I did not choose.
It's a good thing you picked football and not sales.
But the meal, The meal was nice.
Was it?
Oh, it was nice. Yeah. It was some fish, some fancy fish.
Well, you remember 23 years later.
Yeah,
so
I said it was fish. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was fancy.
Fish.
It's Tao. Tao is like a fancy spot.
I've never been there.
Is what
it's
it is.
Pretty fancy. It's like right. It is what it is.
We do have to pick a winner today to our contest.
And I feel like I should have won, but since I can't, I'll defer to somebody.
No, I think the winner has to be Tori.
It was clear Tori
Tsang, clearly the best, so far above yours that it stood out immediately. Tori, congratulations.
Tori's lucky I wasn't, like, if I couldn't participate, because if
so
I could,
lucky.
I would
have hung up.
Tori was,
like
lucky you were, Tori was lucky you weren't prepared.
As were we. All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday for Home Run Derby Day. The afternoon show with Broads and Al coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.